Let's back it up and do a rewind session. I'm not showing my face in this particular video on the current video because I'm doing a lot of moving right now and I don't have my little studio set up. But I want to play back what I'm going to do in this video and the audio experience. I'm going to play back a video from 5 months ago on Tesla when I brought it for $780 after its Q2 earnings. So I'm going to take a look and you're going to be able to hear and see me walk through the technical data that I did 5 months ago that I brought for $780 that is now up 98%, probably almost about 100%, you might as well say, on Tesla. So look back at what I said then and see how you can apply it now. So, but first, before we get into that, ladies and gentlemen, always make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. So when you do all that, now we're going to go over, I'm going to share my screen for everybody to see this live, to see my real life technical data that I did on the Tesla stock and how it probably make a lot of sense that you can apply now. So let's go ahead and play it. Tesla stock goes on a massive tear today, going up about 19-20% in one day. Actually, it's 19.89. And now I want to take a further technical look. Some people wrote me, Prince, can you give us a technical, you know, looking at the charts, the Bollinger Bandit. You know what? I can get technical too. So we're going to take a little technical thing using Yahoo Finance. So here we go. This is a one-year chart of Tesla. This is the candlestick chart, a one-year chart of Tesla. So I go back over 1 year, and here, where I have my cursor at, I have here and here is where I created a channel. This is a channel. You can see up and down what Tesla's been kind of moving for the last year, right? Here you have some bullish days, I mean bearish days, where it kind of broke through its support. Like we always call this, this is the resistance, it's the ceiling, and the support is the floor. So this is the, I like to call it a price channel. I think it's the proper term for it. The channel that the stock has been moving in. You know, it tried to break the channel here, but had no success. It kind of broke the support line here, but it kind of came back into the line or whatnot. And we've seen right about here, I think this was the earnings date where we've seen the stock kind of drop a little bit, but nothing major. But let's go to the first red arrow. This is when things kind of started to get a little crazy. Right about the last earning reports before January, we're talking about the Q3 earning reports that came out. We've seen Tesla make a massive jump to the upside, right? That's why I put that red arrow here. Tesla jumped up to the upside where it kind of broke through its resistance, its ceiling. So, you know, it tried to maintain there for a little bit, you know, but we didn't know if it was going to stay. So it moved to the upside a little bit more. And then right around here, for some odd reason, December 8th, December 10th, some people say it's when a Tesla truck came out or whatnot, or whatever, the deliveries for the Tesla truck, I think, came out. And you see Tesla take off and break through another ceiling. And you've seen this very big bullish channel start to go on from December going into January. All of this crazy volume start to run into Tesla. And when I see this, usually this is a classic example of don't buy, right? This is a classic example of what I don't buy and why I don't buy things like this. I think it's overvalued. I think a bunch of herd mentality is running in. I usually don't buy. But looking at the technical data, right, I said, well, they have an earnings report coming out on January 29th. Let's see how Tesla does when its earnings report comes out. Right here you see this green arrow. This is when Tesla earnings came out on January 30th, right? They came out on the 29th after the market, but you see on January 30th, this is when Tesla kind of backed up some of the gas. I was expecting a big fall off, and I said, hey, when Tesla falls off, I'm going to buy it, right? But the earnings came out, and it kind of backed up all of this bullish channel that has been going up. So, boom, I decided, you know what, January 30th, you know, something I usually don't do, but looking at the chart, just looking at technical data, right? Just looking at the technical data. Now I have fundamental data of the earnings kind of coming up, living to the hype. I say, you know what? I'm going to jump in on Tesla, right? And you can see that right here. You can see my position on January 30th when I jumped in on Tesla. And, you know, so far today it's been a 21% return. Now, no way in here when I jump into Tesla, I know Tesla is going to be over $1,000 one day easily, right? Some people are saying $7,000, but I definitely can see it over $1,000, if not by the end of the year, the way things are going. But, you know, that's in the future. That's long run. So I went for the long run to say, hey, I can see Tesla over. I know it'll probably drop, all of the good stuff like that. But, you know, I can see Tesla running over over $1,000, right? So I jumped into it. So then you see this big tear come in on today. You're talking about $27 billion of Tesla stock. Bulls and bears came in with the bulls winning. That got poured into Tesla. This is Wall Street playing catch up. This is not someone with an E-Trade account that brought two shares or one share. This is not somebody with a TD Ameritrade account, you know, your coworker, your buddy that just brought one or two shares or whatnot. This is billions and billions of dollars that just got poured into Tesla today. What does that tell me? That looks like Wall Street. Plus, Wall Street raised this target. It turned it into a buy. It turned this target into 750. And this is a classic example of when Wall Street is trying to keep up with a hot stock, right? We've seen this happen with GoPro. We know how GoPro ended too. So we've seen this big price channel. I watched this channel, right? I've seen this new channel come in, this bullish channel of, you know, Tesla's kind of up on this big bull channel right now. And when would I sell? I will sell when it breaks this channel to the downside. That's when I will be playing go home. I'll be taking my profits and go home. So I have stops in place to say, hey, great, I made a nice return in 1 or 2 days off of Tesla. Just going by that green arrow that you see is when I jumped in after the earnings, because I was watching the technical data, but the earnings gave me the fundamental data that I wanted to see. So I decided, okay, let me just jump in for the long run because I can see Tesla going over $1,000. And, you know, I had a massive jump to the upside, what made it very scary today. But this seems like it's Wall Street playing catch up to the hot stock. So now I have to look and say, okay, where's my exit point going to be? So now I know my floor is 650. I'm bailing. Right? 650 is the new floor that you can see here for Tesla. So this is a technical data where you can look at the average price turn of Tesla and then break into the upside and seeing what's going on and looking at the volume. So this is a quick little eyeball look at fundamental and technical data to make positions for yourself to be able to make a little profit. But that's a technical look. Y'all drop some comments below. Let me know what you think. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Now, until the next video.
Now, this was based off of, that was over a month ago. Five months ago. Actually, I published it, I think, February 3rd. And I brought the stock on January 30th. So as you can see in that video, hopefully that left some gems there for you to take away to see what did I look at, what did I see, because I like to do that. Got the hiccups a little bit. When I make good trades and when I make bad trades, I like to look and see what made me buy at this time. At this time, everybody thought Tesla was way overpriced at $700, $600-$700 what it was trading for. Now you're talking about it's over $1,500, almost at $1,500, right? I think it is over $1,500, if I'm not mistaken. But what did I see? You see how I mix technical data with fundamental data. Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all took away from something from that. My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.